Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Fred Nolan, the Executive Director of the Minnesota Rural Education Association. Welcome to the program, Fred.
Thank you.
So, Fred, can I ask a little bit of a history lesson question?
Mm-hmm.
Back in, was it the 70s, we had the, or the 60s, we had the Minnesota Miracle, where they completely rethought and reworked how education was funded and took a lot of it off of property taxes, if I remember correctly, or rejiggered it. It was spread more evenly and didn't fall so hard on local communities. Is that still in existence, or has that pretty much disappeared over the decades?
Well, Minnesota has a long history of equalizing tax effort for children. I mean, this goes back nearly 100 years. And you're right, one of the big changes was in the 1970s, the Minnesota Miracle, that created an equalized general property tax for operations of schools. And that actually was changed in 2002 when the state took over the formula. And that has to do with equalization of referendums. This effort to equalize the cost of facilities began in the late 1980s with actually a lawsuit against the state of Minnesota called the Skeen lawsuit. And out of that came equalization for facilities. And at one point, the state was contributing as much as 14 or 15% of the cost of facilities across the state of Minnesota, and local communities contributing the rest. Now, local communities are contributing 97% of the cost. And in 288 of those schools, it's 100% of the cost because the equalization is concentrated in just a few districts. So the case we made was the same case that was made in the 1970s, the same case was made in late 1980s, that there needs to be a fairer balance here between the resources of the state, who we all benefit from having high-quality graduates working in the workforce in Minnesota, and the local communities that are responsible for the facilities. So this is, yes, you're right, Marnie, this has been a long-standing Minnesota tradition, but it needs to be refreshed every so often as conditions change. And the major condition that changed in the last 15 years was a large run-up in ag land prices. They're leveling off, maybe dropping a bit now, but there's a University of Minnesota study that showed, I think, a 700% increase over about a 12-year period. And that caused the imbalance, both in the communities and between the communities in the state. But I want to stress that this credit for farmland does not come at the burden of the local taxpayer and the homeowner or the businesses. This is a relationship between the state and the farmers over who pays for facilities.
So the state is basically agreeing with this legislation to pick up a little bit more of the tab than they have been.
Yes. In fact, $44 million more of the tab, which is significant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, best wishes on your efforts to encourage a special session. Fred Nolan is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Rural Education Association. He's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we thank you very much for your time, Fred.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.